everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ghoul Girls. I'm Britt, and this is my lovely co-host, rising up from the ashes like a beautiful phoenix.
Jessica, and wow, that was such a nice intro. I wish, like, when I walk into a room, I could just have you, like, announce me in.
Guys, you can hire me $5.99 per hour. I will announce everything you do. Chopping up that dead body? You go, girl.
Oh my gosh. You'd be on, like, the weird page on Craigslist.
I go through that weird page on Craigslist. The classified ads, that's mm-hmm. where I like to hang out. The, meet and greet or something like that with yours truly. Ha ha. Anyways, guys, welcome back. I know it's been a little hectic. We just released a boozy episode, which Jessica was decapitated for, but I managed to find her head and put it back on her body. So you're welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. You know, it's great to be back. You know, I feel like I have a good head on my shoulders.
Yes, a very good one. I might have added a little something to that. So, anyways, tonight's episode, we're going to do a little bit of listeners' tales, a little bit of ghost stories, because we're feeling very ghosty. What do you think, Jessica? Are you okay with the little ghostness?
Oh, Brittany, is that even a question? Absolutely.
Absolutely. I love your positivity. Okay, so tonight's episode is called Tales from the Creep, with an S, because there's two creeps. Me and Jess, we're both really creepy. I definitely love to be hanging outside your guys' windows.
Sounds pretty creepy. Speak for yourself. Can't say the same about me.
This is a paranormal podcast with comedic stuff where we talk about stalking you. I'm just kidding, guys. I hope you guys don't think that I'm not a good stalker. I'm not quiet. I talk a lot. Like, let me see you eating pineapple pizza and I'll be outside your window tapping. Like, what are you doing? Tap, tap, tap. What are you doing? Stop.
That's appropriate.
It's very appropriate.
Is that also on your Craigslist ad?
It is, actually.
So you're a ghoul of multi-talents.
I'm a ghoul of multi-talents. Max would think so. Anyways, cool updates. We're almost at 666 followers on our Instagram.
Wow. So
be a little prepared. I was thinking about doing something a little special for that 666th followers or something.
Maybe a little. Absolutely. It needs to be celebrated. Definitely a number we should recognize.
I do. Hail Satan. Just kidding. Only on the days that end in Y do we hail Satan. Anyways, back to our topic of discussion today. I was having like a lot of kind of podcasting block where I couldn't come up with a new episode. So I was going through, you know, a lot of moving. Both me and Jessica had a lot of stuff going on in our lives. But the whole time people have been sending me stories, tagging me in stories. And same thing with Jessica. Just people have been really giving us a lot of their creepiest tales. And I'm so honored and thankful that you guys can share them with me. You know, I asked a couple friends as well, or people that I know, like, hey, ghost. And then every time I mention, have you guys ever had anything paranormal happen to you? They literally always look me dead in the eye and they're just like, do I have a story to tell you? And then it progresses to them telling me their story.
But oh, it's yeah.
Like, it's the definitely. Same thing every time. Am I right, Jessica, or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Last week, I was walking to my car and I got talking with some lady and, you know, the conversation was going good. She's like, I noticed you have a paranormal sticker on your bumper, which is my Ghoul Girls podcast bumper sticker. If you guys haven't already got yours, you should DM us and we'll send you one. But she saw my sticker and she's like, do you believe in the paranormal? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I do. And man, Britt, she told me a story that really, really shook me. And it was good. And I think we should share that for our Tales of the Creep.
I want her to know that I'm totally down for that eye contact, checking up the sticker and being like, paranormal, ghost, bring it, because I'm so like prepared. I actually had dinner with my Max and his parents, and they were giving us places to break into to like go investigate for ghosts, which I thought was pretty cool.
So pretty down for that.
If I'm not on the podcast for the next couple of weeks, it's because I was arrested.
And we will have a GoFundMe to bail you out.
To bail me out. You should be at it with a freaking spoon, lady.
I will meet you. You want me to dig you a hole from the other side?
Oh, the other side. You know, that would have been one of our podcast names, but I preferred Ghoul Girls because we're girls. and ghouls are cool.
Ghouls are cool.
Ghouls are cool. I should make that into a little pin. Ghouls are cool too. Or ghouls are people too.
Yeah.
I stand.
I'm hella down.
I stand for that.
Slap that sucker on a hat.
Ooh. On a hat. I always get a lot of compliments on my hat for my ghost hunting stuff.
Ooh. Do you have the hat that says out ghost hunting or
it says, got ghosts? I'd rather be ghost hunting.
Okay, yeah. I end up parking behind this car when I go to work all the time. It says on the little license plate thing, I'd rather be ghost hunting.
Oh my God, steal it and give it to me.
I think I'm going to get me one. I'm going to get you one. We'll be matching. Yes,
we will be matching.
Yep. Hello.
I got Jessica and my mother these really cool, like, they're matching hats, but it's like Bigfoot being abducted by a UFO, and I love it. I think it's the greatest thing. Greatest gift. I wish I would have kept it one for myself. Could have been the tree amigos.
I love it.
Funny because she actually got me an alien hat, which was really cool.
Perfection.
Anyways, before we jump into any, like, listener stories or any kind of spooky things, I wanted you guys to just be aware. You guys should go to our Instagram and check out our Instagram. It's Ghoul Girls Here, you know, at Ghoul Girls Here. You guys should check out all the creepy pictures that we posted on there. Also, you guys should go ahead and follow Like It Weird, which is like a really cool, they make robots and they have really cool bracelets that like they hand make. And they make really cool matchboxes. What else they got? They got really creepy bird feeders. Oh my God. They're made out of ballparks. I love it.
And everything is like Halloween or like Day of the Dead, paranormal, true crime themes.
All year round.
Yeah. I must have like 6 or 7 matchboxes. And on the matchboxes, there's like these really weird pictures. They can be from like old murder newspapers and like really creepy art, and I'm so down for it. And I constantly, like, I love candles, so I'm always smacking them on something.
I love that. Oh my God. I actually have not bought any candles for my new house yet, so I'm lagging.
You
on
should.
That. I know, because right now it just smells like paint because I just painted.
Ooh,
but anyways, follow our Instagram, guys. It's really cool. We got a lot of cool posts out there. Creepy ghost pictures that people sent me or tagged me in that I like to share with you guys. A lot of really good spooky memes that me and Jessica be throwing out there. So definitely check it out. There's some really cool stuff there. A lot of Bigfoot references. I'm so sorry. Bigfoot memes are like my favorite. I don't know why. Yeah, I just really
shit,
like
man.
Them.
That's your shit.
I love them. Oh my God. Anyways, let's get on to the episode. We actually had, after our episode, one of our last episodes, we actually had someone write on us on Instagram, didn't we? It was like a page, wasn't that right, Jessica?
Yes, that was very exciting to get.
Okay, do you want to read it or do you want me to read it? I know it was you discovered it for us.
You can read it because I'm really bad at like my phone. I don't know where it is right now.
Oh my God, she was.
You know, we were getting ready for the podcast and I set it down. And I don't know where it is. So please, Brittany, do us the honors. Please make up for what I lack.
Okay, well, we actually had an episode about shadow people. And originally Jessica was actually messaging this person about shadow people. She had said something like, I think she commented on one of our posts about experiencing a shadow person or whatever. But pretty much just know, like, this message was, you know, after we originally had talked about shadow people.
Regarding our previous episode.
Yeah, regarding our previous episode. So, guys, backtrack and listen to it. It's super creepy. Not the boozy one, because that was a very boozy episode. I was hungover for, like, 4 days, to be honest with you. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this is her referencing what she had seen. So, this person's name is called Virgoscopes. Really cool horoscope guru, I would say, but only for Virgos. No Pisces stuff, because I'm a Pisces. I know these things. Anyways, let me get back to it. So this is where she started. Well, I'll read off from right here. The night I saw it outside was the first night I saw it. Like I said, I was playing at dusk in the backyard and something caught my eye. I turned to look and did a double take. It was literally peeking out from the back corner of the house at me. When I turned to look at it, it jumped back behind the house. I didn't turn away. I kept looking and it peeked around the corner at me again. And it saw me still staring back in that direction and jumped back again. That was when I ran inside to get my dad. Immediately, he came out with his gun and but he never saw anything. Then I started seeing its shadow on the ceilings, walls of my room, but only for a few times. Me and my sister used to hear extremely loud, loud as in all capitals, banging noises over our heads while sleeping in the bed. We were never together when we heard it. We didn't realize it until years later that we had heard the same thing in the same manner in the same room. She's about 10 years older and had moved out of the room while I slept in it. It was so loud that the walls echoed and sounded like someone had been slamming a brick up against the wall over and
hell
over.
No. No, thank you.
I yelled for my dad and he came in and he swore he didn't hear it and tried to calm me down by blaming it on our rowdy, alcoholic neighbors next door. But he did believe me. My sister and I only heard it one time each and never happened again. But I never saw the shadow man again either. However, a friend of mine came over a few years ago later, and this was the time we were driving age, and she mentioned that when she was driving along my street, she saw a man in a trench coat and a hat that was walking down my street. It was at dusk, and she said he was all black, and that was the last time I heard about him and haven't seen him since. There were some terrible things that happened in my family, and often wondered if it had anything to do with that. A lot of bad things happened in this house because of the S-man. It was too bad to mention here, but just imagine the worst of it is I can say. But my dad never saw it, but he did used to see a woman floating through the living room at night about the same time each night going towards my room. He said if he could look directly, he would look directly at it when she... But then she would disappear. I'm really bad at reading. I'm so sorry. I'm butchering this story. But if he turned away from her, he could see her out of the side of his eye. Always wondered if it was connected or maybe something manifesting as something else, such as a lady he saw to sneak by. Ghost never bothered her dad much. He would watch it go by each night, but he never saw Shadow Man. I think that would have gotten his attention. Therefore, it couldn't just walk by him and get to my room. Please let me know when you do the podcast. I would like to listen. And she put, sorry if it's long. And if you have any more questions, let me know. And she was just giving us some. After that, she gave us background on, she was about 10 when this all happened. Which, I mean, girl, you get it. Because I was just very, very scared when I had my Shadow Man incident. It was pretty scary. That one I was not happy about. But oh my god, that's so like crazy to think about, that you actually experienced something like that as a child. Like, oh no.
Oh. Yeah, it's so when I first read that post or that comment or message or whatever, I was like, damn, this girl had not just had to deal with, you know, these experiences at a young age, but also the fact that she had this hat man, shadow man, you know, figure appear to her several times. And she also had other types of ghosts in her house. Like, it was a hot spot.
Yeah.
And dude, so you can't just look over your shoulder one way. You got to look over both shoulders because it's like these things are all in that house. And how crazy for the dad to never see the shadow man.
I think maybe that woman was the shadow man. Maybe she was trying to be a little sneaky bitch.
You think it was? Okay. But remember from the episode that shadow people are not ghosts.
They're fucking interdimensional space being, time space beings, something like that. There's a lot of different types of shadow people, I guess, is what we could say. I'm terrified of them. I don't want them in my house. Ghosts in general are, I mean,
let's just hear about them in someone else's house, but yeah, not in our house.
Let's just hear about them in someone else's house. Okay. Sorry, I was like a little bit put off by that, because I'm like thinking about my experience that we had in the last episode of Ghoul Girls, where we talked about shadow people, and I had my experience in our old house when I was really young, and it's right. Just really, really similar to the experience that I had about seeing the man in the trench coat with a long hat, which kind of always freaked me out. So it's cool to like see other people experiencing something similar, because we don't know this person. There was just someone that had like a listener who listened to podcasts, and like they saw our promotion for the show and they gave us their story. And it was just really creepy stuff like that. I'm very freaked out.
Well, you're about to get more freaked out, because I heard that we have some crazy listener tales to tell.
That's a lot of tales. What are we, like a fox?
A lot of telling.
Tall tales. Anyways, did you want to share your friend story?
Yeah, so not really friend, someone I just ran into.
like that.
You'll see why. So we were talking.
Go, sorry.
You're good. We were talking, and at first she tells me, I had some paranormal experiences. And I said, really? Would you care to share? And she goes on to tell me about a couple years back, she had went to a cabin in Yosemite, out of all places. And she was saying, you know, we went there and we were having a great night in this cabin. I was talking to my friends and my family about the Lord and Savior. And it was more like a retreat to kind of get away. And, you know, we were praying before bed. And I went to bed, and in the morning I'd waken up and I was changing into my swimsuit. We were going to go down to the lake. And then she said another friend came behind her and said, hey, where did you get those marks on your back? She's like, what are you talking about? And she looks and there are three marks on her back. She doesn't remember getting them. She just knew they were big red marks. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And, you know, as she was talking, she kind of got this burning, itching feeling in her arm. And she looks down at her arm. And as she's looking down, she can see appearing right in front of her eyes a long red mark going up her forearm as she was talking.
Oh, shit.
In the middle of her conversation, and she looks and kind of finally clicks in her head. And she's thinking, did I make whatever's here mad because of what she was talking about the night before? You know, she's praising Jesus, and this thing comes along and hears it and doesn't like what she's saying. So she, you know, she said it didn't come together in that particular moment, but as time went on, she kind of thought about it because she said, okay, that was maybe, let's say that was like 5 years back. Coming up to present day, she's talking about how she thinks things are still affecting her. She said after that trip, things weren't really the same, you know, especially for her son. And she was telling me, you know, my son, he's not doing good. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, teenagers are tough. And she was like, no, well, you know, he started being very depressed and emotional, and you know, he's always so angry, and there is, you know, he comes from a very nice home with a very loving family, and he was just angry. But, you know, he really didn't want to be. And she was saying how she felt like this entity could kind of invaded her life. Since then, you know, things were going wrong with her friends and her family, and she
had like an attachment.
Things. Yeah, so she thinks it was an attachment. She would see things and hear things and have these wild dreams and just premonitions about her son. And her son would tell her, you know, mom, I'm having these dreams too. And he said that he would hear, you know, a very dark voice telling him to do things that he did not want to do, making him feel a particular way. And she said, finally, you know, time goes on, they try to talk, he's getting worse, and, you know, they were not on good terms. He would ditch school, he wouldn't come home, he would come home late, kind of stop. You know, close off altogether.
Oh, shit.
She said until one day, you know, the following morning after the barged off, she was cooking breakfast, and he comes up behind her, and he's white as a ghost, and he's just afraid. She says she could see fear in his eyes. And she said, what's wrong? You know, tell me what's wrong. He said, I had a dream. She's like, okay, what did you dream about? He said, I had a dream that a man in black appeared to me, and I couldn't see his face, and I could only hear his voice. And he handed me something. He held out a piece of paper and he held out a pen. He said, sign your name. And the boy said, no. I mean, why? He said, sign your name in my book and I can give you anything. Give me your name and I'll give you everything. And he's like, I wanted to, mom. Like, I really wanted to. But I said, no. And he just looked at me and gave me the meanest, nastiest look I'll ever remember. And then I woke up.
What? Oh, yeah. Shit.
And she's like, it wasn't until I had that experience that I realized, like, there's things in this world that are real. And there's things that, you know, we don't understand in their stories. And they might have a base. Like, when you hear people's hauntings and they're saying, you know, demonic attachments. And, I mean, I don't know if you and I experienced, like, a demon or what it was. But we experienced things that were not nice. And that were very nasty and nasty to people. So for this woman to finally see, like, I felt kind of honored. I was like, damn, because my sticker, you want to come up to me, tell me about your demons?
Yeah.
Like, all right,
tell me this
is cool.
Super creepy thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, so that left me a little freaked out as I was driving home, for sure. But I was like, damn, how fucking nuts to have to deal with that. And she's like, I'm still dealing with now, but things are better. Like, things are getting good. So, I mean, thoughts and prayers to that lady, because that's rough.
Dude, that sounds some crazy shit. Like,
it does, right? Like, you wouldn't expect to hear someone, you know, tell you that.
You know what? People just get, like, I don't know. I think we as a society just really like to lay it on people who, like, we like to tell them our scary shit that happened in our life. Everyone's so excited to tell you a scary story that happened to them.
And I love scary stories, love scary movies.
I love it too.
So that left me with chills. If it left you guys with chills, or if you have any similar stories, we would love to hear them. Because, man, this thing sounds like an attachment for sure, just like you said. That this thing did not like this lady and what this lady was saying and wanted to show her. And if that's not fucking nuts, I don't know what is.
Okay. That was just a little bit too creepy for me. Thank you for creeping me out. Like, sign your fucking name in the book. I can't imagine, like, me sleeping and knocked out in some, like, you know, my ghost boyfriend that I keep experiencing. He hasn't really been bugging me lately, so I've been pretty good about that. He hasn't really, like, I think maybe I left him at the apartment, but if he came up to me and he was like, yo, sign your name in this book, I think I'd be like, I have to pass. It depends on what you're going to give me. I could use the cash money. So where's your pen at?
It's nice that you have these things thought out.
I do, actually. I plan everything. I would summon a demon to give me anything that I want in exchange for my soul. So you guys should know that by now after listening to our podcast and how many times I reference constantly wanting a demon to just take over my body so I don't have to deal with paying taxes. Or, like, you really think a demon is going to take over my body and do anything else but, like, try and live my life? He's going to be like, wow, this girl has a very sad life. He's going to be like, I got to pay her taxes. She has a lot of debt. Her car's old. You think a demon's going to want to possess me with my shitty car? How's he gonna get places? I don't have no money. Can't call Uber. I'm just saying.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, let me get on to our next story. So this one was shared to me by someone who I made friends with as well. We had, like, a really good talk about, like, ghosts and stuff like that. She wanted to tell me a story about her grandfather who passed away. It's pretty short. She gave me two different one's a ghost story, one's a little bit more, you'll see. Her name is Tuximus. I hope I'm saying that right. But we'll just go for it. And this is referencing her grandfather that passed away. The night after he died at 3 a.m., the police showed up at my grandmother's door. They knocked, and when she opened the door, they immediately informed her that Mr. Albert Sword had called claiming that there was an emergency, but he had passed away the previous day. And at our last family get together, we were all laughing and telling stories about him and how he loved his booze. When all of a sudden a bottle of wine fell off my parents' wine rack. We decided it was a sign to open it up and have a drink in his honor. That was the first story.
Aw, that's cool.
Which is so sweet. Like, I was telling her, I was like, oh, your grandpa came back to have a drink with you. But also at the same time, he called and said there was an emergency at his house and the police showed up and he was already dead.
Fuck.
That's crazy. Sucks. That there's a lot of stories that I've heard about where, like, there was this one about this woman who it was a little girl who was in the apartment complex by herself. I think she was like 3 or 4. She couldn't even reach the stove. But, you know, there was like reports of like an awful odor in the house, and like they hadn't seen the mother in a few days, or I think it was about a week or two. And so they opened the door to the apartment. It's just a little girl in there, and the grandmother who was taking care of her had passed away.
Oh shit.
And I think the mother had also passed away, but it was like when she was younger, so it was just her and the grandmother. And when they asked her who had made her all the food, she replied it was her mom.
What?
And there had been food cooking, like there was food on the table, like she had already eaten. There were dishes in the sink. Yeah, dude, that is some...
There was a ghost mom?
There's a
just
ghost
cooking
mom.
Shit up? That is...
She's taking care of her baby. Which
that's crazy.
It's really cool, like, that she told me that story because it made me think about the one about the little girl in the apartment.
Right.
She also sent me another story, which I also thought was really, really cool. This one I actually really... It's really cool. Here it goes. My aunt passed away from cancer a while back, like 10 years ago. Well, my mother got pregnant with my sister and we were trying to throw a baby shower, but due to lack of funds, it was pretty lackluster. A week before the shower, a letter comes in the mail addressed to my grandma. It was my aunt's final paycheck from her job before she'd passed away. It had been lost in the mail for 10 years and ended up being enough to cover for the baby shower we wanted to throw. That one was cool.
Ooh, that is actually pretty useful.
Did you just say it's pretty useful? I thought it was a really good story.
Yeah, it was useful, like how it just showed up in the mail.
I thought it was really freaking insane. Like 10 years pass and a freaking check from 10 years ago comes up and pops up in the mail. That's freaking insane.
Yeah.
It's more than useful, Jess. That's freaking insane.
I mean, it's useful if she needs the check and then it shows up. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, definitely. No, after 10 years, I didn't even know they kept mail after that long. Honestly, when I don't get letters and shit that I was supposed to get, I figure UPS dumped it in the trash.
No one ever writes to me. Ever. I'm so lonely. Wow. No one loves me.
Dark.
I know, right? I just had this really positive story and I just ruin it with my fucking anxiety, depression, and all this shit.
Hey, can I tell a story?
Yes, yes. It's your turn. Your turn, okay. Sister. Go for it.
So, I actually have a personal story I want to share.
Ooh, I love personal stories.
I know, they're the best. So, I remember when I was about, 10 or 11, which means you were
14.
15 or 16, 14?
We're 14. I'm 4 years older than you. 14. How about 14, 15?
So, you were 14. So, I remember telling my mom, like, yeah, I can be home alone. It's fine. My mom's like, all right, if you want to be home alone, you know, you got to do laundry. So I was like, all right, whatever. Doing laundry. And back then we lived in this really, really old house. My mom checked up the census on it and everything. And the house was one of the first houses ever built in that city. And so pretty old, bunch of add-ons. The house was like oddly built. There was rooms attached to rooms. At one point there was a window that looked into one of our rooms.
I remember so Brittany's, that.
Brittany's bedroom had a window, like those old school windows where there's like a hook and a latch, you just push it open wide, stretch your arm out, and it looked into our room. So obviously shit wasn't right, and I'm in the garage, which I think was pretty old, just the way it was built, and it was like bare wood.
Yeah, the front of the house was more older. It was when you get to the back that you could tell things were added on,
because it was first like the living room, the kitchen, and the garage in like a tiny bedroom, and then it turned into like a 5-bedroom house, which I have no freaking clue how they did it. So back to the story at hand, I was putting clothes into the washer, real quiet, chucking my clothes in, uniform. I think I was in like elementary, middle school or something, and all of a sudden I hear a loud bang, and it was really loud. I jumped instantly, got cold. I was like, okay, wait, no, maybe someone's here, maybe someone's home. And so I, you know, walked out of the garage, which led into, I guess it was like a what did we even call that room, Brittany? That was like, that's how weird this house was, that there was a room and we didn't even know what to call it. We called it the computer room.
Yeah,
I guess we had a computer,
it was like
in there.
A weird, yeah, computer room, but it was like an old fucking computer from like the one of the first ever built. They had a lot of viruses on there and shit, but it was like a weird, I don't know, like kind of, it wasn't a hallway because it was a very fat hallway. It was
the
hall.
So I guess it's like a connecting room.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just used it as like storage in the computer. And I walked out and the next way I went was to the right, which is where this big doorway was. And this doorway was built for probably double doors. It was so wide, and that led into like the dining room / kitchen area. Stepped up a step because it was an old house, so they always have that step, that level. And as I walked up, I just turned my head to the left real quick to peek into the kitchen because it was the first thing there. And I look into the kitchen and all of the cabinets are open.
Oh, I hated
that all
house.
Of the cabinets were wide open. And that was like my oh shit moment, because my stepdad had also had an experience where he was alone in the house. He heard a big bang and he walked out of his room and he said, you know, Chris, don't bang the door. Chris is his son. And he looks out and into the kitchen, all of the cabinet doors are open. So this already had happened once in the house. And me, alone in the house at 11 with all the cabinet doors open, in my head, I was just like, ah, fuck this. Like, really? Today of all days, you have to show me something?
With that house, that kind of shit would always happen in that house.
Yeah.
Because I remember us all as kids going to sleep. And then, let me tell you right now, we did not fucking leave our rooms at night. I know I didn't, because first off, that house was fucking scary as shit. But in the morning, correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse, weren't all, like, a lot of cabinets would be open when we would go in the morning for, like, to get cereal and shit like that.
Yeah, cabinets would be open. We had, my mom had built, like, a makeshift pantry in one of, like, the walls. Oh, and she had a little curtain over it, and the curtain would be open. But back to what you said about us not wanting to go anywhere alone, I got lucky. I have a twin sister. So whenever my ass needed to use the bathroom at balls late at night, I would wake up my twin and be like, okay, come with me. We're going to take a trip to the bathroom. And that would be like our bathroom break. Because we're little kids. We couldn't hold it. You know, we still had to get up in the night.
I remember
and
that.
So we would walk together and we would hook arms and I would turn on one light.
And turn on every light in the house.
Yeah, we would turn on the connecting room light to get to the kitchen and turn on the kitchen light to get to the hall, to turn on the hall light to get to the bathroom, to turn on the bathroom light.
Oh my God, I remember
that. And then
that.
If we forgot a light, we would send one back and I would watch her and she would run back. So we were spotting each other the whole way through and making sure no ghosts messed with us, because that's how scared we were. That's how like as a child, you kind of process like the fear and process not being able to understand. You kind of just make do with it. Like, I wasn't even going to try to figure this stuff out. I was just going to try to get through it.
Kid,
you know what I mean?
You as a young age, you can feel these kind of things. I mean, we have a lot of stories from that house. There's some stories that our mother experienced, and I really, 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 really badly want her on this episode with us, because, oh my God, my mom has had some shit happen to her, and it's been like some of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life, which has really driven us to have a passion for it.
Oh, yeah. But you know, guys, we're not going to share those today.
No.
Because we are going to honey dick you guys and refer you to a later episode where we do sit down with, you know, some of the siblings, some of the moms, the parents, and kind of break down what happened to us.
Like, I definitely think that Zach Bagans could have gotten so much shit done in
house. As soon as we moved, we were all telling our parents, like, you need to call a haunting, you need to call Zach Bagans, you need to call Ghost Hunters, and you need to get someone to look at that house.
Yeah, I mean, probably when we do an episode about haunted houses, I've been kind of wanting to do an episode strictly for haunted houses. We'll probably bring her on, because, oh my God, guys, my mother is a storyteller. She's just a beautiful voice for it. I am such a good announcer. You hear that? You hear that, sister?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that house was just, it was something in its own, you know? It was definitely a little bit, ugh. All right, did you have another story that you wanted to tell?
I do.
Go for
I
it.
Do. So this story is pretty cool, because it's called A Most Haunted Family. And this was a story that I had actually found that really stuck with me, and I thought it was hella interesting. So I'm going to share it. Also has to do with kind of a haunted house.
Nice.
All right. So this story goes with the narrator, and it says, I'm pretty sure I am actually the only person in my family that does not have a personal ghost story. I find my family to be very intelligent people that would not make this shit up. It's really hard to imagine something that you say yourself has never experienced. So, you know, here are some stories which are pretty creepy. And the first one is this. My mother lived in a haunted house when she was very young. They feel that there were more than one spirit in the house. Apparently, the house had a very colored history. Once, my mother woke up in the dead of the night and a dark figure was messing with one of the items by her bedside. She assumed it was her grandmother and asked her what she was doing. A voice in her head, not anywhere else, but it was in her head. It wasn't in the room. It wasn't across. Literally, she heard these words, and it told her to go back to sleep, and she listened, and she did. So I guess that's kind of like our subconscious, or maybe an entity. But the next morning, she had asked her mom what she had been doing in her room. She's like, what are you doing? And she asked her grandmother, like, why were you guys in there? And she told them, and her mother kind of confirmed. She's like, yeah, we know. We heard something too. We felt something else in the house. And for like all three of them to kind of like sit there and say like, yeah, there's something here, I think is pretty significant. like for us when we first moved into that house, I think when the first person experienced something, nobody spoke up until like the next person started experiencing. And then we were all coming back like, oh shit, yeah, I felt that. Did you hear that? So.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's because like when I've had like, when I heard the two ladies talking in my room, the same thing, like I didn't hear them in the room, like I heard the voices in my head, mm-hmm. but I couldn't tell if they were outside or inside the room. It was a very weird experience. That's creepy. And then just seeing it, I don't like things in my bedroom that I don't know what they are, to be honest.
When things appear in your bedroom, it's scary because like
personal space.
I don't know about you guys, but yeah, my bedroom is like my sanctuary. Like I only like get things in there, and to feel something else in there and have no control over it, or seeing things happen, it kind of puts you on edge, which isn't, you know, where you want to be, and you lose sleep, and then you go crazy. That's not fun.
Mm-mm. Oh hell no. Oh hell no. I'm always like really iffy about, I mean, I always joke around that I like having my demon boyfriend that haunts me, but you know, I know him now, so it's okay for him to be haunting me now. I've accepted it. But the moment he starts bringing his homies over, I'm gonna have to call a priest or an exorcist in there, because hell no.
Well, you just moved to a new house, so let's see if this thing follows you there, or if it doesn't.
We've been here for a good 2 weeks, or two or three weeks, so nothing yet, so I'm have my fingers crossed, everyone.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Do you have any more stories after that one?
I do. I have one more.
Okay, do you want to give your last one, or do you want me to go? What do you think, Jess?
If these are our last stories.
Yeah, this is my last story, too.
Okay, this is my last story. I'm going to finish off strong. I am in a very storytelling mood. I sipped my tea, so my throat is very nice and opened, so I'm ready.
You want to go, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay, ready? Go. Okay. Kill it.
So, this story was from a mental health therapist, and they just want to know, everyone to know that they were a mental health therapist. If seeing things out of the ordinary, you know, happened to them, I think they would be pretty positive it was, you know, not in their head. So this person has background. So this person had a schizophrenic client. And with schizophrenic, if you don't know, schizophrenics often hear or see things that are not there, voices in their head, it's, more than one voice, more
like
than one
audio
thing.
Audio and visual, yeah. Hallucinations, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And I work with people with special needs. So I've met plenty of schizophrenics in, you know, my line of work. And yeah, it's crazy. But he started talking about how his client had seen a girl in his room. And
Jesse. I'm sorry to stop you. Please tell me that's your dog snoring and not someone moaning in the background.
No, that's
okay,
my dog.
That scared me. I was getting so freaked out. I'm sorry.
I don't know if you would have heard in the first like 10 minutes. She was actually snoring right next to me.
Oh, and okay. No.
Yeah.
I didn't hear
it. I had to get her awake so she would stop snoring, because I don't want people to think that I've got something in
the
background.
It sounded so creepy because you were talking and then I just heard a, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
That.
She had just laid down on her side, stretching out her little legs.
All right. We're good.
That barking is another dog that is not my dog. Sorry.
It's okay.
But if you're really into animals, this is a great podcast for you.
Yes.
It'd be like, spot that sound, spot and then sound. Take a drink.
Anyways, go ahead, sister. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I had to make sure.
Yeah, no worries. So he sees this schizophrenic client. He says that there was a girl in his room, and she was talking to him. She was having full-on conversations. We would say things to him in passing, would just say things at him. And everyone who was treating that guy believed it was a hallucination. Everyone he referred to, everything. Because this guy was living alone. There was no one else there, no visitors. And so as a doctor, they had decided to challenge this illusion, which is something that you do. You kind of try to disrupt it to show that it's not actually there. It's not physical. It's what it is a delusion. So they said, okay, if you see this girl, then take a picture of her so we could meet her. So it's kind of like a challenge. It's like, if you can't do it, then obviously it means it's not real. So he said, take a picture so we can meet her. We want to know what she looks like. You know, it's so cool that you have this girl visiting you. So during the next visit, guess what this guy brought?
What did he bring?
She brought a fucking picture. And why? Yes, she was there. She was there in the picture. And it was astonishing and it was horrifying because the picture was essentially of him sitting on his couch. And behind him was this very strange, like, creamy, ghost-like picture, see-through everything, hovering behind him. And he was just, like, had white on him. So the shroud from the girl kind of rolled onto him. And at this point, like, everyone was freaking out. You know, this guy doesn't have the skills to make, like, a... What do people use? Where they edit the things? He couldn't edit it. You know, that wasn't a skill set that he had. Yeah, exactly. And so, after that, all of their jaws hit the floor. You know, you could hear the breathing, you could hear pin drops, it was so quiet. And everyone sat there and they each took a look examining this photo. And 100%, each one said, you know, I'm pretty sure it's real. This guy was malfunctioning, he could not have photoshopped it. And so that's when they all kind of looked at each other and were like, what the fuck? And, I mean, they couldn't give him medications, like, they can't help him with this. They cannot help him with seeing this girl because it is not part of his schizophrenic delusions. So they told him to go see someone from your clergy. You know, go see a priest.
Go see a priest?
Go see a priest because there's nothing they can do.
Jesus Christ. Oh, what do you do when the fucking doctors turn you away? This is just like The Exorcist. Obviously, there's nothing you could do because everything is fucked and that is terrible.
Literally, everything's like... It's not in his head. It's like an external force. Uh-uh. But yes, I hope you enjoyed that story.
I certainly did not, because now it's freaking me out. What if I start going to people and saying that I'm seeing this crazy demon thing and they're just like, yo, I'm a doctor, but that's some fucked up shit. Let me refer you to a fucking priest. You're fucked.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're fucked. Oh, well, our last story for the day, evening, night, whenever you guys are listening to this beautiful little podcast, was actually given to me by another friend of mine. I'm just gonna call her Humming, because that's what I call her, Humming.
Cute.
Yeah, she's really cute. We used to call her Cumming, so
oh, Humming's better.
Cumming's better. But no, anyways, so this is what she sent me. It's really, really creepy, and yeah, it's creepy. Here it goes. So I was like 12. I was gonna say that in like a so, oh my god, but I don't know why I had that thought in my head. I am sorry, Hummingbird, my bad. Anyways, let me start over. So I was like 12 to 14, and this was my second time I'd say I'd gone to visit my relatives in Missouri. My family was gonna stay for 2 weeks. We'd been staying the time divided with different family members. On the second week, when we went over to someone else's house, things seemed to be normal for a few days, but the room my mom and I stayed at, which was my cousin's room, always gave me weird vibes, especially at night. So their house has two floors and then a basement, and one night I was staying up with my three cousins, who are all boys, and the second floor, which could be considered a second living room. I'm on my laptop reading shoujo manga, my girl, while they were playing Call of Duty. I hadn't watched anything scary or had looked at anything scary in a long time. So it really spooked me that all of a sudden I had a big sense of dread and my eyes teared up. My eyes teared up only ever happens when I get scared. And while that was happening, I also felt something pulling me to look at the doorway. As cliche as it sounds, I swear this happened to me on my life. I did look up and it was hella dark. The lights to the kitchen and the other living rooms were off, so it was pitch black, but I could make out the figure of a little girl in a white dress. The moment I saw her, I freaked out really hard, and I remember closing my eyes, shouting nope, and just hid my face in the chair, which was at the corner of the room facing the staircase that led to the doorway.
Hell fucking no.
And then I was trying to get my cousin's attention. I had to preface it so that they could see that I was being genuine, and I was like, guys, and then quotation mark, guys, I know this might be hard to believe, but I swear to god, I just saw some scary shit right now. And at first they didn't believe me, but then they saw that I was dead scared, and they started freaking out too. And at one point, I had my youngest cousin get up and turn the light on that was by the stairway, but there was nothing there. So I was like, okay, I know what I saw, but maybe I was just imagining things. My cousin calmed down, but I was still shaking, and I tried to get it out of my mind and by going back to reading. I lasted about 3 minutes before I started feeling like a presence or something trying to pull my attention to the entrance of the doorway. And I remember I kept telling myself not to look and to just stare at the screen on my laptop. And something just made me look up. And instead of a little girl that I was expecting, I legit saw like red eyes staring at me.
Hell, oh my gosh.
I freaked out and I just hid under the blankets that they had. And my cousins who were doubting what I was saying, especially about the red eyes things, believed me again. And I remember they had huddled close to me and we got under the blankets and stayed there for a while. Then it got funny for a second and the tension went away because my mom called my name from the room above. LOL, she wanted me to go up and go to sleep, but I was scared of going up the stairs and walking through the dark. So I yelled that I didn't want to go up because I saw something scary and that I'd just sleep with my cousins in their room, which was just on the same floor we were in. But she wasn't having it until my cousins, who were also freaked out, said they also wanted me to stay with them. When we were going to sleep, three of us, including me, slept on the floor while the other two slept on the bed. The other two got to sleep on the beds. And I remember feeling like I was on high alert, just waiting for something to happen again. I don't know if it was just my imagination, but I remember while I was lying awake on my stomach and everyone else had been sleeping, that I felt a cold presence over my back for at least a minute. And then it went away and bam, I knocked out. So yeah, that was my first ghost experience over there. And I had like two other experiences again in Missouri, but they were more minor and I have never saw the girl or the eyes again. Thank God.
Thank the Lord. That is not... Oh, shit. I mean, she had a feeling not to look up.
Why would you look up? Oh, but I can't tell you how many times I've had that too, where I'm just like, fuck, if I look in the corner, I'm going to see a figure there. And I've looked and there have been figures there. And I'm just like, fuck, I knew I shouldn't have done that. But
I liked
the whole how she was saying how she was on her stomach and then she felt that cold presence on her back. Oh, hell no. Nope. That's fucking, I'm noping the fuck. I never go to Missouri. There's some crazy shit going on over there.
Yeah, don't do
I'm
it.
I'm down. Oh, so we're... Those were some really good ghost stories from people that shared us their stories. Thanks everyone so much. You guys really freaked us the fuck out. I'm sitting in this dark studio room with my mic and my big ass computer screen that is my only source of light, and I am freaked out. Thank you all.
Yeah, I loved all the stories that we got today. They were so much fun to listen to and read, and I'm gonna go watch something funny now to kind of make me feel better before I go to sleep.
Oh my god, I've been trying to watch something scary. I've been on like a scary movie binge for the last freaking week. I'm telling you, I saw a really good movie, guys. A little movie rec for you before we close this out. There's this movie, it's a Scottish movie. It's called, I think, Into the Holes or something about holes. And it's about this woman who is escaping her abusive husband. So she takes her and her son to this, like, Scottish countryside. And there was, like a meteor or something that had crashed in the forest. And her son ends up getting lost and getting, like, replaced by this, like... Like, it looks like her son, but it's really, like, an alien demon thing. And it was super creepy. Very creepy. I don't want to give it away, but I feel like I just gave away that whole entire plot of the movie. But it was really good. It's on Amazon, from what I know.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit that up.
It was really scary. Like, international horror movies are pretty fucked up because we...
Oh yeah, because their guidelines are different.
Oh hell,
like,
yeah, they're different.
Their ratings and things that can be censored and not censored are fucking nuts. Yeah,
French movies always have a bunch of titties.
Tickle bit.
Tickle bit. Anyways, anything you want to say before you close this out, Jessica?
Thank you guys for sharing. It makes all the difference. And getting to hear these stories is super fun and neat. And it's cool that we have like this little community going. But yeah, that's it.
All right, everyone. Before we exit out again, be sure to follow our Instagram at Ghoul Girls Here, our Twitter also at Ghoul Girls Here. be sure to send us any kind of scary stories or tales that you guys have had that have been really freaked out, because I really like listening to them. They really freak me out, and I love being scared, and we really appreciate it. Leave us a review on iTunes. We're on iTunes, Spotify, CastBox, Anchor. So be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate it. It really helps us to promote the podcast. We really want to get that 5-star review. If you guys could help us out, I really appreciate it. Other than that, everyone stay spooky. Bye.
Bye, guys.